Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph here in Maseches Megillah. We were on Yudim and Beis. The Gemara had a whole series of Amoraim who, when they would begin teaching Megillas Esther, they wouldn't begin with a pasuk in Megillas Esther. They would begin with a pasuk from elsewhere in Tanakh, which is the which they felt was the pasuk that sort of set the tone. It's a good introduction. So the Gemara keeps using the phrase pasach la pischa la hay parshasa mehacha. He opened up an introduction to this paragraph from the following. So the last way it's seen was that the theme of Megillas Esther is replacement. Haman gets replaced with Mordechai. Vashti gets replaced with Esther. So now, and then the pasuk had said, V'hayal Hashem l'shem, it'll be for God for reputation. Zomik Megillah, it's a reference to the reading of Megillah. Los Olam Lo Yikares is an eternal sign, it'll never stop. These are the days of Purim. And as we know, the Rambam tells us that the days of Purim are never going to be lost from us. We're always going to have the days of Purim. Very strange Rambam, because he himself tells us that none of the Torah is ever going to change. And anybody who says that the Torah is going to change, and at some point in history, now you don't have to keep mitzvos, that's Christianity, that's heretical, that's against the 13 principles of faith. So what does the Rambam mean in the end of Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah? Megillah, you know, that he says that the days of Purim are never going to leave the Jews. So one of the classical answers is perhaps what the Rambam means is that when you have a weekday, the weekday is blah. You have Yom Tov, you have a holiday, that's special. Well, comes the time of Mashiach, even the week is going to be special. The whole week's going to be very happy and joyous. So a holiday relative to the day of the week is not going to be so different. So in that sense, the holiday is going to lose its nature. Because I was happy yesterday too. Okay, now I'm not eating chametz. But yesterday when I was eating chametz, I was also very happy. It was also a time of simcha. But even if that's going to be the case, so the halachos will be the same, but come Purim, Purim's going to be different. Zichram, Layasam, Mizaram, the days of Purim won't be batel. They will still be, wow, very distinctive and very special, and you'll still appreciate the days of Purim. And that's what we have here in this Gemara. Lo Solam Lo Yikares, as an eternal sign, won't stop. These are the days of Purim. Okay, now we're up to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's introduction. It's, I guess, about 15 lines up from the bottom on Yud Amud Beis, 10b. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pasach La Pischa La'ai Parshasa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi opened up as an opening, as an introduction to this Parsha, to the story of Megillas Esther, Mehacha, from the following. The Pasuk says, V'haya kasher sas Hashem aleichem leitiveschem, and it will be the way Hashem was happy to do good for you. Kein yasis, so he will be happy, lahara eschem, in order to, he'll make happy to harm you. So that's the story. You know, here things are going well, and then things are going badly in a miraculous way. That Haman gets so much power, that Haman can get a decree to wipe out all the Jews. It almost looks like God is helping him. Whatever you do against him, he's still succeeding. That's the story of Purim. Asks the Gemara a question. How do we understand that pasuk? The same way Hashem was happy to do good for you, Hashem's going to be happy or make happy to harm you, to do bad to you. Is Hashem happy when the wicked fall? Even the wicked, he's not happy when they fall. V'aksev, as the pasuk says, it says lifnei achalutz v'omrim hodu l'Hashem ki lolom chazdo. V'am Rabbi Yochanan said, Rashi explains, this is when the Jews went out into war. Why doesn't it say Hodu Hashem Kitov in this praise? Even when the Jews are fighting war against the Jewish enemies, God is not happy with the downfall of the wicked. Another source to that, Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ma'alich Tev was speaking of the verse about the splitting of the sea." And this one didn't come close to this one the entire night. That teaches you Bikshu Malach Yeshar Slom Marshira. The angels wanted to sing. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God said, no, Ma'aseh Yadai Tovim B'Yam. If my handiwork, the Egyptians are drowning, Atam Omrim Shira, you're going to think to sing? Amar Belazar. So Belazar answered, it's true, God's not even happy when the enemies have a hard time. So certainly he's not happy when the Jews are given a hard time. What it means is, Hu Eino Sus, he may not be happy, of lacherim mesis, but he makes others happy. That's clearly in the pasuk because it says, "Kein yasus lo tekanami chesiv kein yasus." So he will make them happy. So he will be happy. He will make others happy. God was making the anti-Semites happy in giving them so much power and the ability to wipe out the Jews. But then it was reversed because of our tshuva, because we prayed to God. Shrami not, this is what we can hear from here. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Pasuk Lepisuk Life, and Shosh Mehacha. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana would begin Megillas Esther with the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, La'adam Shetobu Fanav Nasan Chachma Vadas V'Simcha. To the person who was good before him, he gave wisdom and joy and knowledge. Zeh Mordechai Atzadik, that's Mordechai. Lachote Nasa In Lesa V'Lichnos, and to the wick, and to the sinner, he gave an idea to gather. So Haman, that's Haman, lasses to tov lifnei halukim, to place as good before God. Zeh Mordechai v'Esther, that's Mordechai and Esther, as it says. So Haman here, right, he gathered all this wealth, and it was all to ultimately go to Mordechai. As it says, v'chasam Esther, it's Mordechai, v'es Haman. Esther appointed Mordechai over the household of Haman. Rav Bar Ufrin, pasach l'piskol ay parashos miyachah. Rav Bar Ufrin would begin the story of Megillas Esther with the following pasuk. The pasuk says, v'sam nikisi bi'elam, I'm going to put my throne in Elam. Elam is another name for Iraq. I'm going to destroy from there a king and ministers. So God is saying, I put myself there in Persia and I did this. Melech Zuvashti, the king that was destroyed was Vashti. Sarim Zehaman, Vasar is Banu. The ministers that are killed are Haman and his 10 sons. They were all ministers of the king. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak would begin this section from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki avodim anachnu avdusenu lo azavenu elokenu, for we are slaves, and in our slavery, our Lord, our God, has not left us. Vayetolinu chesed, and he turned towards us kindness. Lifnei malchei paras, before the kings of Persia. Emasai, when did this happen? This man Haman, in the times of Haman, God didn't leave us, and on the contrary, made us have divine favor and get saved." Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Pasal Epistle by Parashas Miyacha. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa would begin this section from the following verse. Herkavta Enosh L'Roshenu, you saddled up, as it were, a person as our leader, to be ahead of us, to be running over us. Banu Ba'esh V'mayim, we came through fire and water. Ba'esh B'mayim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, we came through fire in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. U'V'mayim and in waters, the Yimei Paro, in the days of Paro. V'atotzi'enu L'Revayon, you took us out to salvation. Yimei Haman, in the days of Haman. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach L'Pischolai Parashos Miyachar. Rabbi Yochanan opened up this story. He would open up Megillas Esther with the following Pasach. Zachar Chazav Menos L'Veis Yisrael. He remembered his kindness and his true and his loyalty to the household of Israel. Ro kol afsearetz, es yeshuas elokeinu. The edges of the earth are going to see the salvation of our God. Emasai ro kol afsearetz es yeshuas elokeinu. When did the edges of the earth see the salvation of our God? We made Mordechai v'Esther, the days of Mordechai v'Esther, because as we're going to see on today's daf, Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. This is before the internet and Facebook and Instagram and all these social medias. So, but everybody found out about this story because Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. And Esther sent these letters to Kol Medinos HaMelech, to all the countries of the king. So everybody heard the story. Everybody heard the story first of Haman, and then everybody heard the story of Mordechai and Esther. Everybody heard how God saved us. Reish Lakish Pat, we are on the first wide line now, here on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish Pasach La Pischalai Parshas Ameyacha. Reish Lakish began the teaching of Megillas Esther with the following Pasach. Ari Noheim, a lion who is roaring, Vidov Shokeik, and a bear who has desires. Boshel Rashal Amdal, the wicked person is ruling over the nation that is poor. Ari Noheim is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, because the Babylonians were compared to a lion in Daniel's vision, as it says about Nebuchadnezzar. Alar Arye Misovcho, the lion came out of his lair, out of his spot where he had all of, where he was, you know, in his bush. Dov Shokeik is Achashverosh, because it says about him, V'aru Chiva Achre Tinyana, and after them there was another wild animal, Damu L'dov, which was like a bear. Tanya, Rav Yosef taught us. We learned this back in the Masechta Sukkah as well. Elu Parsim, these are the Persians. Shochlin v'shotin kidov, they're very materialistic, as the Maharal explains. They eat and drink like a bear eats and drink. Umasuval and basar kidov, and they're fat with a lot of meat like a bear. Umagadlin seir kidov, and they grow hair like a bear. Vein lemenucha kidov, and they don't have any rest like a bear. Moshel Rasha, ruling over the wicked person, Zehaman. That's Haman al Amdal, in a poor nation. Eli Yisrael, it's reference to the Jews, Shem Dalman Amitzos. They are poor from Mitzos. Rebbe Lazar, Pasach Lapisachalai Parashasam Yacha. Rebbe Lazar would open this Megillas Esther with the following introductory verse. Baal Tzal Taim Yimacha Mekaret, Pasach and Mishle. With laziness, the roofer will become weak. He won't fix the roof. Uveshifus Litzayim. And because of, you know, the hands not being industrious, the hands being relaxed, Yidlof HaBayis, the house is going to have a leak and there's going to be water streaming into the house. You know, the wife complains. She says, you know, I see there's something up in the roof, and the husband's lazy to fix it. He doesn't call the plumber. So then when it rains, there's going to be a leak. That's the pasuk in Mishle. So the interpretation that he had of it, how does this pasuk teach us about Purim? Because of the laziness that the Jews had, that they weren't busy with Torah, it's as if God became weak. They don't want to say God is weak, so they say the enemy of God was weak. And being weak means that he became poor, as it were. As it says, you'll be too poor from your evaluation. And the roofer is a reference to God. As it says, the one who puts up with water the ceilings. So I saw that in the book Beis Yitzchak, this was quoted here in the Masifta Gemara on the back, he said this pasuk seemingly is relevant to every tragedy, right? Ba'atzal time yimacha mekare, because the Jews are lazy, God makes himself weak, and God lets us to fall victim to the anti-Semites, to those who hate us. So how do you see that there's such a connection necessarily to Purim? So he said that there's a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya is a collection of Midrashim, maybe are printing mistakes, because it's just, you know, this Medrash puts together things that seem to have nothing to do with each other. So there's a Medrash Pliya that says that when Esther, the Medrash Pliya, I'll read the language of the Medrash. The Medrash Pliya says, Esther said to God, why did the Jews deserve destruction? So heaven answered, Yipnei Shenasu Yisrael Mach V'Rush, because the Jews became poor. Yad Pascha Esther V'Amra Keli Keli Lama Zavtani. So Esther then said, my God, why did you leave me? So that's very strange. The Jews became Mach V'Rush. What does that even mean? Therefore they deserve destruction. So Rav Shimshin of Astropolia, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Yikum Damo, so he said the following answer. He said that an angel always has the name of God inside of him, like Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, always has God's name, Aleph Lamed. The letters of God's name are what gives the angel its life. So the angel that always says good things about the Jewish people is the angel Michael. He's the Mevaser Tov. He's the one who defends the Jews. So Ba'atzal Tayim, because the Jews were lazy, they weren't learning Torah. So God took away the letters of his name from the angel Michael. So if you have the angel Michael, Mem Yud Chaf Aleph Lamed, God takes away his name because the Jews, they're not learning Torah. So the Jewish angel loses all of his holiness. So that means you took out Aleph Lamed Yud, Keli, my God. So it's left with Mach. So that's what the Medrash says. Esther said, why do the Jews deserve destruction? So God says, because the Jews became Mach and Rush. The word Yisrael, when you take out the letters Aleph Lamed Yud, becomes Rush. So Mach v'Rush, because the Jews, because they're not learning Torah, they lost the life within the angel. So when Esther heard that, in heaven also they're against us because of what we've done, She calls out desperately, Kaylee, Kaylee, lama azavtani, my God, why did you leave me? And she says Hashem's name, Aleph Lamed Yud, twice. So then Hashem puts back his letters into Mach and into Rosh, and it becomes Michael and Yisrael, and the Jews get saved. So since what saved the Jews was the prayer of Kaylee, Kaylee, lama azavtani, that's what the Gemara means, that the introduction to Megillas Esther is this pasuk, ba'atzaltayim yimach, the word mach, in reference to the Jewish people, is the introduction to Purim.
Rabbi, you mentioned poor in the 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean financial or anything.
Right, means poor from mitzvos.
Oh, okay, right.
Poor from good deeds.
Okay. That historically, that's what happened during that time, where Jews were assimilated?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to see soon, they go to the party of Achashverosh, they don't listen to Mordechai, who tells them not to go. Yes.
Wasn't the thriving Jewish community with learning all over the place,
yeshivas? Maybe you can have both, as we see here in America, unfortunately. You have...
Europe
didn't have so much Torah learning relative to America, to what America has.
Before the war, there was
far fewer students than what we have today, at least on the higher level.
So,
yes, please.
You're saying that Hashem, the same way He helps the righteous people, He would help the wicked people too.
To harm us. And we deserve that. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Pasach LaPiskalai Parshas Miyachat. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would introduce his classes of interpreting Megillas Esther with the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shir Ma'alos, a song of ascents, Luli Hashem Shayolanu, Yomar Na Yisrael. If not for the fact that God was with us, Israel will say, Luli Hashem Shayolanu, Mekum Elenu Adam. If not for the fact that God is with us when a person rose against us. Adam, a person rose against us. V'lo melech, but not a king. That's Haman. Rabbi Pasuk Lepisolai Parshas Miyachah. Rabbi would begin with this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Birvos Tzadikim Yismacha. When the Tzadikim increase, the people will be happy. Uvim Shol Rasha Yenach. And when the Rasha rules, the people will sigh. Birvos Tzadikim Yismacha. When the Tzadikim increase, the people will be happy. And Mordechai and Esther, that's reference to Mordechai and Esther. When they had their successes, the pasuk says, "Vayir Shushan Salav Sameicha," the city of Shushan was celebrating and happy. Uvim Shol Rasha Yenacham. But when a wicked person rules, everybody sighs. That's reference to Haman. The it says, "Vayir Shushan Avochim," the city of Shushan was dismayed. Rav Masna Mar Yochanan Rav Masna said, "This is the verse came about Megillas Esther." Kimi God Gadolah Shalom Elokim Kofi Meilav. For who's got what other people are a great nation that has Hashem close to him? The Jews. Whenever we pray to Hashem, He helps us. This is the source. Has another God come to take a nation out from another nation? This is what Hashem does. He took us out of difficulty. All right, now let's go into the Megillah after all the introductions. Vayihi b'yamei Achashverosh. Again, the first pasuk. It was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar Rav. Rav said, Vay v'hai. Whoa and oh. As the pasuk says, "V'ismakartem shem lo avecha," you will be sold to your enemies, lavadim lishvachos, to slaves, v'ein konen, no one will want to buy. That's the woe. The woe is that here Haman said, nobody's going to be able to buy the Jews as slaves; they have to be wiped out, genocide. Shmuel amar lo mastim. Shmuel said a different introduction to Megillas Esther. Pasuk says in Parshas Pukosai, "Lo mastim," I didn't find it disgusting. "Lo galtim," I didn't find it revolting. "Lo halosim," to destroy them. "Lo mastim," me yavanim, I didn't find it disgusting in the days of the Greeks. "Lo galtim," I didn't find them revolting. "Me may Nebuchadnezzar," in the days of the Babylonians. "Lo halosim," destroy them. "Me may Haman," in the days of Haman. "Lo afer bisi," eat them to annul my covenant with them. "Me may Parsim," in the days of the Persians. "Ki ani Hashem Elokim," I am Hashem, their God. "Me may Gog v'Magog," in the days of Gog v'Magog. "Lo mastim," I didn't destroy that. I didn't find them revolting. "Me may cause," in the days of the Babylonians. "Shamadti lehem Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah," because I appointed for them Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. I gave them leaders. "Lo galtmani," and find them disgusting. "Me may Yevanim," in the days of the Greeks. "Shamadti lehem Shimon HaTzadik," I gave to them the leadership of Shimon HaTzadik, v'chashmonai Yevanim, and the chashmonai. "And Matisyahu Kohen Gadol," "l'chalos," "mani," wiped them out. "Me may Haman," "shamadti lehem Mordechai v'Esther," I gave them Mordechai and Esther. "L'hafer b'risi itam," "to annul my covenant with them." "Me may Parsim," "in the days of the Persians." "Shamadti lehem Shobes Rabbi," I gave them Rabbi. "The Chachmei Adoros," and "the sages of all the generations." "Ki ani Hashem Elokim la'asod la'avo," "I am Hashem, their God, in the future." "Shein kol umah v'lashon yichol lishlut b'hem," "no nation will be able to rule over the Jews." Rabbi Levi Yomar Yachar Rabbi Levi said, "This is the source." "V'im lo sarishu es yoshvei aretz," "if you do not uproot the people of the land, then they will be a difficulty for you." So because Shaul didn't kill Agag, we ended up with the problem of Haman ha'agagi, Haman from Agag. Rabbi Chia Amar Meachar, Rabbi Chia said from here, Vaya Kasher Damisi Lasos Lehem, and as then it'll be if you don't uproot the people of the land, what I thought to do to them, as Lachem, I'll do to you. Achashveyosh Amar, Achashveyosh. Now what's the meaning of the word Achashveyosh? Amar Rav, Rav said, Achim Shel Rosh, he was the friend of Rosh, namely a friend of Nebuchadnezzar. Ben Gilo Shel Rosh, he had the same birthday, in other words, he had the same character, the same ideas. Achim Shel Rosh, meaning Achim Shel Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. He's the peer, Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked one, Shenikra Rosh, who was called the head, as it says, Antu Resh Nidava, you are the head of gold in the statue of your dream. Ben Gilo Shel Rosh, who harag, Nebuchadnezzar killed many Jews, who bikish la'arog, Achashverosh wanted to kill a lot of Jews. Who achriv, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, who bikish la'akriv. Achashverosh wanted to destroy, Shenamar, as it says, Malchus Achashverosh, in the beginning, in the rule of Achashverosh, Petilus Malchus, in the beginning of his rule, Kasvu sit now, Yoshvi Yehudim Yishalayim, Sanbalat, and the Kutim wrote hatred against Judea and Jerusalem. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, why is he called Achashverosh? Shmushfu Pneim Shal Yisrael, Biyamav Kishulik Deir, the Jewish faces turned black like the bottom of a pot because they were fasting so much. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Shazokhru Amar Achle Rosho, anyone who mentions his name says, oh my, I have a headache. I think about this guy's taxes. Oh my God, I have a headache. And Rabbi Chanina Amar Shakol Nasu Roshan Biyamav, everybody becomes poor in his lifetime because he takes it all away in taxes. As the pasuk says, Shenamar says, "Vayasu Melech Achashverosh Mas." Achashverosh put a big tax on the people. Then it says, "Hu Achashverosh." Why does it say "Hu Achashverosh"? The word "Hu" is to say, "Who?" He was the same guy. Berisha, wicked, Mitchilas Avat Sofer, from beginning till the end, he's still wicked. Who Esa? We find the same phrase with Esa. That means also Hu Berisha Mitchilas Avat Sofer. He was wicked from the beginning to the end. Who doesn't have your main Berisha Mitchilas on? Bad Sofon, Dasan Navirim were wicked from beginning till end. Hu Amelech, Achaz, Hu Berisha Mitzchilas of Bad Sofon. He was wicked from beginning till end. Avram, Hu Avraham, that's to say, Hu Betzitko Mitzchilas of Bad Sofon. He was righteous from beginning till the end. Hu Aaron and Moshe, that's to say, Hu Betzitko Mitzchilas of Bad Sofon. They were righteous from beginning till the end. David Hu Akatan, David is the small one, Hu Bekatnusa Mitzchilas of Bad Sofon. He makes himself small from beginning till the end. Keshem Shibekatnusa, Hu Kenasitz, Mitzchilas of Bad Sofon. The same way when he was small and he wasn't yet a Torah, he wasn't yet the king, he would lower himself in front of those who were bigger than him in Torah. Kach Malchuso, so too when he became king, Hikten Atzmo, he made himself small. It's a Mishagot Menu, V'chachma, for the one who was greater than him in wisdom. Hamalechu ruled, Amarav, Rav explained, Shemalach Me'atzmo, Achashverosh ruled by his, on his own. Amalishvach, some say this is a praise, Amalignais, some say it's a disgrace. Amalishvach, some say it's a praise, L'havinish T'chashel Malchus Kavasi, there was nobody as prominent and deserving of being king as much as him. Amalignais, some say it's a disgrace, L'havachazel Malchus, he wasn't deserving of being king. What money you say with you, he just put out a lot of money. But come, then he became king. Meholi Rav Kush, from India until Ethiopia, Rav Shmuel argued, Chadam Ahod B'sofolim, Kush B'sofolim. One said, Hodu's on one side of the world and Kush on the other side of the world. The other one said, Hodu v'Kush, Kabi Adodi Kami, they're next to each other. Kishem Shemal Chal Hodu, the same way he ruled over Hodu, v'Kush, these places next to each other, he had good control, the same way he had good control over the whole world, Kach Malach, Yisofa, Olam V'Atsofa, from one end of the world to the other. Yitz V'Dabra Tomer, similarly it says, Ki Huro Debachol Eber Anahar, for he rules on the entire side of the river, Mitifsach V'Ad Aza, from Tifsach until Aza. Rav Shmuel argued, Chad Amar, one said, Tifsach b'sof olam v'aza b'sof olam, Tifsach is on one side of the world and Aza on the other side of the world. Chad Amar one said, Tifsach v'aza b'adi adad yavikam, they're next to each other, and what it's saying is, Kishem Shemalach Tifsach v'al Aza, the same way he ruled over Tifsach and Aza that are next to each other. Kach malach al kol olam kulo, that's how he ruled over the whole world. Sheves Rumeya Medinia, it says about Achashverosh, he ruled over 127 countries. Rav Chizda b'tchila malach al sheva, first he ruled over 7 countries, l'vasof malach al esem, then he ruled over 20 countries. Then he ruled over 100 countries. Really? If that's the case, when the pasuk says Shnei Chaye Amram, the life of Amram was 137 years. My drashim, what are you going to darshan in that? So the Gemara says, no. Shani Yachad Kray Yisayru. Here we have to darshan it this way. First he was a ruler over 7, then over 20, then over 100, because it's an extra pasuk. Mefti, take a look. Simi Hodu Bad Kush. He already told us the countries he ruled over. He ruled from Hodu till Kush, from India to Ethiopia. Shev Esru Meir Medina Lamali. Why does it then have to mention 127 countries? Shem Nel Adrash. That's to tell you, Jerusha. Tzvan Rabbanu Din Abraisa. Shloshom Alchem Akipa. There were 3 people who ruled over the entire globe. They ruled over the whole world. So the commentators say, well, he clearly didn't rule over the whole world. The Ben Ishchai points this out in Ben Yoyada. It's not as if Achashverosh ruled over America. But he ruled over that world. He ruled over that world. So they ruled over a world. Elohim, these are them. Achav, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, Dechsev, Chayashem, Lokachem, Im Yeshkoyim, Amlacha. where the servant tells Elio, I swear by God, your Lord, is there any nation or kingdom that my master Achav didn't send to try to find you, Elio? So clearly, if he can call on every kingdom, he's the ruler of all the kingdoms. If he's not the king over them, how can he make that oath? That if there will be any nation that wouldn't put its neck under the yoke of King of Babel, everybody's going to have to listen to Babel. And Achashverosh Adamar, Achashverosh is what we just said, that he ruled over 127 countries from Hoda till Kush. That means he ruled over the entire world.
You know that Haman
Darashah
was a descendant of Amalek?
Correct.
Was King
Ahasuerus
Amalek too?
No. King Ahasuerus was not a descendant of Amalek. Yeah. We'll see soon where he comes from. He was a Madai. He was a Median. But he was not a descendant of Amalek.
So the Jews couldn't do anything to this Machshimo Hitler? Do the same Mordechai, would trick to him and save all his Jews in World War II.
It's very painful. It was above logic. You see clearly when you study the history of how Hitler rose, where the guy was in jail, and then he becomes the leader, and he gets absolute power like that. It was a decree min hashamayim, unfortunately. It was,
he was elected by popular vote.
But he never got an absolute majority. He was the largest party, and then he burned.
The people got what they wanted.
Then he burned down the Reichstag, and then
he got what they wanted, and he had the tacit approval of the vote.
He had the tacit approval. It was min hashamayim.
As I said to you when we were in Poland, for 1,000 years the Catholic Church, Yom HaShoah, was pouring gasoline on the grass of Europe, and Hitler knew how to light them up.
It's true. Very true.
The Vatican is a guilty of the vote.
Of course, very true. So ask the Gemara, Vesuleka, is it true that there are no other kings who ruled over the whole world? Vayika Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech ruled over the whole world. Ask the Gemara, Lo Salik Malchuse, but he didn't end as a king because at the end of Shlomo's life, he goes crazy and he abdicates. Hani Chalmandam HaMelech Vehejud. That's true if you say that he was king and then he became a commoner. Elmandam HaMelech Vehejud HaMelech. But if you say he was a king, then he became a commoner, then he went back to being a king. Michael, remember what he's going to say? He says, "Come on, Shlomo Milsachita Avbei." Shlomo had something else about him. Shemalach al Elyonu v'al Tachtonim. He ruled over those which were heavenly as well as those that are low below. Shemar it says, "Vayeshu Shlomo Kisei Hashem." Shlomo sat on the throne of God. Asks Gemara, "Va'avas Sancheriv?" What about Sancheriv from Ashur? The Chassidus it says, Sancheriv declares, "Mi b'chol Elokei Aratzos Ha'Eleh? Who amongst all the gods of these lands? Asher Hitzilu Es Atzmi Yadu, who saved their land from my hand?" But he didn't rule over everything. Yerushalayim, the low capture. There's the city of Yerushalayim. He was not able to conquer it. What about Daryavish? It says Daryavish Malka Kasav Chalamaya. Daryavish, the king, wrote to all the nations. Peoples and cultures. Lishnaya, the Dairin B'chol Ira that are living throughout the land. Shlamechen Yezgi, your peace should increase. Says Gemara, no. He only ruled over 120 countries. There's another seven that he didn't rule over them. It says, "Shvar kadam dar yavesh v'ikim al malchusa v'achashdar panaya me'av esrim." He established his kingdom for the ministers 120. Ayvayikah Koresh. What about Koresh? Cyrus. As it says, "Komar Koresh melech paras kol malchus haratz nasan li Hashem." Koresh, king of Persia, says, "God gave me all the lands." And the Gemara has mishtabuch yudikam mishtabach benafshe. He was just praising himself. That was just ego. He said he ruled over everything, but he didn't actually rule over everything.
Mainly, he was involved with
the Middle
East section area.
Yeah. It says in the Megillah Esther, "By Yom Ha'im, in those days, Achashverosh sat on his throne," and then it says in the third year of his rule, he made a party. So understand, did he make a party when he sat on his throne? Or did he make, which is the beginning of the rule, or did he make a party in the year three of the rule? It says afterwards, "Vishnah Shalosh L'Malcho," in the third year of his rule. So Amar Rav explained, "My Keshevus." What does it mean that he made the party as he sat on the throne? Not that when he first became king, but when he first felt that the kingdom was settled. La'achar Shenishyashva Daito. Once he felt secure, everybody knew that the Jews were in exile and that there had been a prediction of 70 years of exile. So now, the third year, he felt that the 70 years were up and the Jews weren't going free. Amar Belshazzar, he said, Belshazzar, who was the last Babylonian king, he calculated 70 years, but made a mistake. I will make the calculation, but not make a mistake. What's the whole discussion? Because the pasuk says, for once it is filled up for Bavel 70 years, Efkod Eschem, I will remember you. On the other hand, you have another pasuk. It says, to fill up 70 years for the destruction of Yerushalayim. 70 years, then they will be returned. So Belshazzar didn't know of the second pasuk. He just thought 70 years of the Babylonian kingdom. So Chashav Arba'in v'chamish Nebuchadnezzar. He said, one second, there were 45 years when Nebuchadnezzar, the founder of the Babylonian dynasty, was king. Esmutlas, there were 23 years of his son, Evil Merodach. Taratididi, then there's another two of mine. So Hashiv, and that's 70. And the Jews aren't going out. So Afikmani de Beit Mikdashah, he took out the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash v'shtamish, when he used them. And then we know what happened. The angel comes and he writes on the wall, and that night Belshazzar gets killed, and there's a coup, and the Persians take over. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar was a king for 45 years? Because we have a tradition in Seder Olam, in the history. The Jews first went into exile in the days of Yechaniah, when Mordechai and Daniel and some of the leaders, the Cheresh and the Mazger, go into exile. That was year 7, it was year 8. And then there was a subsequent exile, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Sidkiyahu went into exile, the Shemona Esrei in year 18, which was also Galu B'Tishas, which is year 19. What does that mean? Galu B'Shevel HaKibush Yehoyakim. The first exile of Yehoyakim was in the 7th year after Yehoyakim was conquered. Nebuchadnezzar first conquers Yehoyakim, and he makes Yehoyakim give him a tribute. 7 years later, he comes back and he takes out Yehoyachin and some of the exiles. These were kings of Yehuda, kings of Judea. So in the times of King Yehoyakim, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Judea and he made the king pay him a tribute. But he left all the Jews in their place. 7 years later, he comes back and he takes the son of Yehoyakim out into exile, and he takes some Jews out into exile, but he leaves the Beis HaMikdash. 11 years after that, he comes back and he destroys the Beis HaMikdash and takes Zidkiyahu into exile. Correct. So Galu B'Sheva L'Kibush Yehoyakim. They went into exile with Yehoyachin in year 7 after Yehoyakim was conquered. That's Galus Yehoyachin, Shehu Shmona L'Nebuchadnezzar, which is the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar being king. And Galu B'Shmona Esrei L'Kibush Yehoyakim. They went into exile in the 18th year after Yehoyakim was conquered. That's the Galus Zidkiyahu. That's the exiling of King Zidkiyahu. Shitshai Esrei L'Nebuchadnezzar, which is the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar being king. Damar Maya, as we've learned, Shana Rishona Kibesh Nineveh, the first year Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh, conquered the Assyrians. Shnia Kibesh Yehoyakim, in the second year he conquered Yehoyakim. And it says, Vayhibish Loshim Sheva Shana Legalos Yehoyachin, in the 37th year to the exile of Yehoyachin, Melech Yehuda, king of Yehuda. B'shneim Esrei Chodesh, B'esen Chamisha L'Chodesh, in the 12th month, in the 25th of the month. Nasa Evil Merodach Melech Bavel, Evil Merodach, the king of Bavel, lifted up as Rosh Yehoyachin Melech Yehuda, the head of Yehoyachin, king of Yehuda, Vayotzi Osam Beis HaKel, he took him out of jail. So now, Timnaya Utlasin, 8 with Tlasin V'Sheva, 8 with 37, Rebbein v'chamish is the 45 of the Nebuchadnezzar. Ves mitlas, Evil Merodach Gemara, that Evil Merodach Nebuchadnezzar's son was king for 23 years. That is a tradition. Betati didei, and Belshazzar had his 2 years. Hashivin, so he was up to 70 years. Amar, so he said, Hashta now, vaday sulo mifriki, they're certainly not going to be redeemed. Because the 70 years are up, and the Jews didn't get out, so the prophecy is not happening. Apik mani de Beis Hamikdash, he took out the tools, the utensils of the Beis Hamikdash, v'shtamish when he used them. And to come with Daniel, that's what Daniel tells him. Al Mari Shmaya Hisra Mamta, and over the Lord of the Master of Heaven, over God, you tried to make yourself higher. Ulamanaya di Beisaya Hitayu Kadamach, and for the vessels of his home, they brought it before you. Uksiv Bein, it says there, Halayla, that night, Katzel Bal Shetzer Malka Kazdai. Bal Shetzer, the king, was killed. Uksiv, and it says, V'Daryavish Medzah Kiva Malchusei. Daryavish, the Median, got the kingdom. Kivar Shnin Shitin V'Tartin, when he was 62 years old. So now, let's go back to Achashverosh. Amar Achashverosh said like this, what I'm most worried about is that the Jews will leave. This is what you see throughout Jewish history. When the Jews are in a place, there's a blessing in that place. They may not treat us so well, absolutely, but the Jews are the blessing of the place. When they throw the Jews out, it doesn't work out. That happened to Spain eventually. It took a while. And Spain had a lot of successes when it left, when it threw the Jews out also, but eventually Spain went down. It's never coming back. It happened to Poland. It happened to Russia recently. The Russians got rid of the Jews. They let all the Jews leave, pushed them out, and Russia's not what it once was. A little bit.
How do you make a non-Jewish Jewish? They're all Jewish.
The same thing is happening in Iran.
All of
are the Jews leaving?
Is it just non-Jews?
90% of them left. You know, 85-90%. The economy is, you know, no economy.
No economy. Amar, so Achashverosh didn't want the Jews to leave, because he felt, if the Jews leave, then I'm going down. As the Maharal explains, these empires, the Nebuchadnezzar, Achashverosh, Alexander the Great, Vespasian, the Romans, all the empires are trying to take away Malchus Hashem. They want to say they're the kings, not Hashem. So they want to rule over the Jews, to take away the Jews, to show that Hashem is the king. Amar Achashverosh said, "You mitzatayi, Belshazzar made a mistake. Anachashivna velotzina, but my calculation will be a calculation without a mistake. Miksiv lemalchus Bavel. Does it say 70 years to the kingdom of Bavel? Lib Bavel tziv. It says 70 years to Bavel. So my lib Bavel. What does it mean to Bavel? Legalus Bavel. To when the Babylonians exiled the Jews. Come, but see, 70 years are missing." Tommy, 8 years are missing. Chashiv, Ayel Chilufayu. So he calculated the 8 replacement years. Chadad Baal Shatzar, 1 year of Baal Shatzar. Chamesh Daryavesh v'Koresh. 5 years of Daryavesh and Koresh. That's 6. V'tayt Yidei and 2 of his own. Hashim, he got up to 70. Came in the Chazi, the Malu Shivan. Once they were 70 years. Well, Ifrik, and the Jews haven't been saved. Amri said, Hash Tavadei Sulam Ifrik. Now, certainly the Jews are not going to be saved. Apik money to be mikdash. He took out the tools of the Beis Hamikdash. Vishtamish when he used them. Basatan Berikin Benim. The Satan came and danced between them. Vargas Vashti and killed Vashti. Asks the Gemara. Vashapir Chasha, but he made a good calculation. He's got 70 years. Why was he off? Asks the Gemara. Iu namitetai. He's also making a mistake. You should be counting for when Yerushalayim is destroyed. Not from when Yehoyachin was exiled, says the Gemara. So how many years are you missing? Chatzar, 11 years. Right? Because in year 19 of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, which is 11 years after year 8, that's when he destroyed Beis HaMikdash. So you come a Malach. How long did Achashverosh rule? Arbesar, 14 years. So Barbesar Didei, Barlelu Mifni Beis HaMikdash. In the 14th year of Achashverosh, he should have been building the Beis HaMikdash. Allah Maksiv, why does it say? Because the service of building Beis HaMikdash has been stopped. Amar Rav, Rav explained, Shana Mekutos Havu, some of these years overlap. It could be like half the year is Evel Merodach, and the other half of the year is Belshazzar. So it's not really fair to count Belshazzar as 3 years, and Evel Merodach is 23 years. Evel Merodach is really 22 years. And Belshazzar is 3 years. You have these years that are only partial years, and they overlap with each other. Okay. Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with Daf Yud Beis.